Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Pastor Chuck and I love putting these together, and really we're honored that you would join us for 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Thank you so much for making this part of your daily routine. This last Sunday, Pastor Chuck had another powerful message. He talked about one-hit wonders, and in it, he leaned in to say that we're all responsible for our own spiritual growth. I thought that was powerful. That was a great reminder. It reminded me of a little verse in Matthew 7, where Jesus says this in verse 17. He says, "Even so, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the sickly tree bears bad fruit." Now, that's a simple verse, but it's a powerful reminder where Jesus basically says there's two kind of lives. There's the healthy and there's the sick. The healthy tree has roots that are healthy, and because of those healthy roots, it produces healthy fruit. But the sick tree is the one that's decaying, the one that's dying. That sick tree bears bad fruit. This is a great reminder because every fruit that's in our life, every behavior that comes out of our life comes from someplace. So when you see somebody that's angry, there's a reason why they're angry. That reaction is coming from someplace. Or when you see somebody that's negative all the time, or somebody that always has self-pity, or somebody that has a quick temper, that is coming from someplace. Sometimes we see people that have a chip on their shoulder, or somebody that's harsh or rigid or legalistic or judgmental. Those things are coming from someplace. That fruit is coming from somewhere. Now, if I'd be honest, when I look back over my lifetime, there's been a lot of negative or bad fruit in my life. There's been plenty of things that I wish weren't there, things that I knew needed to be gone from my life. But here's the struggle. Every time I tried to get rid of one of those things, every time I tried to correct it myself, it seemed like, honestly, it seemed like two or three other things would pop up somewhere else like a bad weed. I don't know if you've been there before, but it seemed like every time I got rid of one negative habit or one negative thing, two or three or four other things would rear their ugly heads and they would show up in full force. What I later discovered is that I wasn't getting to the hidden root of the problem, and that root wasn't dying. So as you listen to this today, if that scenario seems familiar to you, where every time you tackle one thing, two or three or four other things show back up, it may be that you're in the same scenario as me. It may be that you've got unresolved issues in your life that need to be searched out and they need to be removed. Now, that's rarely fun and it's rarely easy, but don't run from it. Because when you get rid of the bad root, everything else can be made fresh and new in your life. So don't run from it. Don't avoid it. Because I'm convinced that if God can change me, He can change everybody. Rotten fruit comes from rotten roots. Good fruit comes from good roots. Would you allow God to change your root system today? If all you do is focus on the fruit and never take care of the root, you'll be frustrated and never reach your full potential. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning for another weekday podcast. If you missed Sunday's message, or if you want to just re-listen to it, check out the replay button in the Sugar Hill Church app, or go to the website, www.sugarhill.church, and under resources, you'll find where you can watch a replay of the service. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.